Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighbourhood guide to navigating the digital jungle. Today's episode of Digital Poison is all about something we often overlook: our bodies. You know how they say a healthy mind and a healthy body? Well, that's not just some cheesy saying, folks. It's seriously true. Ever feel like your brain is running on fumes? Like you're constantly stuck on high alert, scrolling through endless feeds and barely pausing to breathe? You know that feeling when your head's pounding, your energy levels are in the basement, and you just can't seem to focus? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it's not a good place to be. But what if I told you there's a powerful antidote, something we often forget about: mindful movement and exercise? Now, before you run for the hills thinking this is another lecture on hitting the gym 6 days a week, hear me out. This isn't about becoming an Olympic athlete overnight. It's about bringing awareness to your body, understanding how it feels, and using gentle movement to recharge your mental batteries. Think of it like this. Your mind is constantly bombarded with information, emails, notifications, social media updates, the news cycle. It never ends. All that stimulation can leave your brain feeling fried. But when you move your body consciously, you're literally giving your brain a break from processing all that digital noise. So, what exactly does mindful movement look like? Well, it's about paying attention to every step, every stretch, every breath. It's about tuning into how your body feels: the tension in your shoulders, the tightness in your hips, the warmth in your muscles as you move. It could be a simple walk in nature, a yoga session at home, or even just some stretches while you're watching TV. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Movement is medicine. Seriously. Studies show that even moderate exercise can boost serotonin and dopamine levels, those feel-good chemicals that help regulate mood, reduce stress, and improve focus. It's like a natural reset button for your brain. 2. Focus on how it feels. Ditch the screens and tune into your body. Pay attention to your breath, your muscles, your senses. Notice the coolness of the air on your skin, the sound of your feet hitting the pavement, the feeling of stretching your arms overhead. 3. Start small and be consistent. Don't feel pressured to run a marathon or master a complex yoga routine. Start with 5 minutes a day and gradually increase the duration as you feel more comfortable. Even short bursts of movement can make a difference. 4. Find what you enjoy. Movement shouldn't feel like a chore. Experiment with different activities until you find something that genuinely brings you joy. Maybe it's dancing to your favorite music, taking a bike ride through the park, or joining a hiking group. 5. Make it a habit. Incorporate mindful movement into your daily routine. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk during your lunch break, or do some stretches before bed. Small changes can add up to big results over time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're glued to your screen, working late on that deadline. Your eyes are strained, your head is pounding, and you're feeling the familiar pangs of mental fatigue. Suddenly, you remember our little chat today about mindful movement. So, what do? You step away from the screen, put on some uplifting music, and take a few minutes to stretch, breathe deeply, and move your body freely. As you move, you feel the tension in your shoulders melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Your mind starts to quiet down, and you feel a renewed sense of energy and focus. You return to your work feeling refreshed and recharged, ready to tackle the rest of your day with a clear head and a positive attitude. That's the power of mindful movement. It can literally transform your mindset and help you regain control over your digital life. Remember, friends, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. And mindful movement is a powerful tool that can help us achieve both. So go ahead, get moving, feel the difference, and let's conquer this digital world together. And hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to share it with your friends, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the word about the power of mindful movement and create a healthy, happy digital future for ourselves and everyone around us. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.